Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The only thing that might confound me and confuse me more than gold and silver and platinum as commodities will be where people break on the issue of TikTok. It seems as though the more I read, the more confused I get as to where folks are breaking out on that issue. Your thoughts?
Well, it's interesting. And one of the challenges that we have with TikTok is that we really, as a country, have not explained why we object to TikTok. One of the problems with TikTok is it is very, very addictive. Their algorithm is incredibly successful. They've made it such that people get stuck and they get in a doom loop of just watching TikTok. The company is controlled in China by a company called ByteDance. And if you're a Chinese company, you're obligated to supply any information, any intellectual property that you have to the Chinese government whenever they ask for it. So there's a genuine security risk. The other thing that we really don't address very evenly or fairly is in China, you can't access American websites. You can't access Google. You can't access Spotify. You can't access ABC News, BBC, WWL Radio. You can't access the Wall Street Journal. You can't access Instagram. You can't access YouTube, Netflix, etc. They have what's called the Great Firewall of China to keep all of these things out. And it's interesting, as the House passed a divestiture law, the people at TikTok said, we're going to pursue all of the legal remedies to make sure that free speech and TikTok are protected in the U.S. And I thought, wait a minute, TikTok is not available in China. You know that this is dangerous for children. You can't access TikTok in China, but you're going to sue the United States because we're saying that something that you know is dangerous, that you know you're using to influence American kids, is going to be outlawed. And it's because the United States is not like China, they're not going to take TikTok off of your cell phone. What's going to happen is the law says starting in a year, if they haven't divested, the stores like the Apple Store and the Play Store will not be able to update TikTok. So it basically will become an unsupported app with no updates over time. So it's not anywhere near as harsh as what China's doing. But we already have China pushing free speech arguments, which is really, I mean, that's rich because there is no free speech in China.
Exactly.
So they're arguing that free speech demands that we allow TikTok. The other thing, and this is where they outsmart themselves, they had a lot of Chinese diplomats lobbying American congressional offices and Senate offices, saying this is important to the Chinese government. And the senators and congressmen are both saying, you know, that's sort of exactly the point. That's why we are banning it. You're supporting what we're saying. It is important to the Chinese government that you be able to continue to influence people in the U.S. with TikTok. And we don't think that's a good idea. We don't think the Chinese government should be doing that. So they're trying to, and And TikTok is pretty darn clever, except sometimes they overplay. They sent messages to their users with links to the congressional offices. And so some of my friends in D.C. were getting calls saying, you know, you can't ban TikTok. I won't be able to see dance videos. And they're getting these calls by the dozens. And when they track it back, it turns out TikTok is the one originating. It's like, so the Chinese government is using their site to try and influence congressional action. You know, it's proving the very point that we're trying to make, which is this is a dangerous application, and the people that run it really do want to influence American politics.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting to see how this ultimately plays itself out. And it's just interesting how certain folks with an ideological bent break on this issue, and it runs counter to where you traditionally might find them, right? And so it's really an interesting topic to follow.
And one of the things that disturbs me about TikTok is when psychologists study TikTok users, they find that a significant number of them change their career aspirations. And after a significant amount of time on TikTok, they want to be media and internet influencers. And that becomes the number one job that they think is what they will want to do when they become adults. And this is something driven by the TikTok algorithm. So it's focusing people on essentially a totally non-productive career. You're not making the country stronger and better if we have more influencers showing special dance moves, special, you know, whatever, you know, makeup or clothing. And yet this is something where they've been able to push opinion. And on the flip side, in China, with the general media app that they allow, it pushes Chinese children to want to be engineers, scientists, inventors, and business owners. So
go figure.
We see a push. Yeah, I mean, what do you think they're trying to do? It's like, okay, here's a cheap way to make America weaker, get people to aspire to a sort of nonsensical career. I mean, it reminds me of Charles Barkley's speech to a school in Philadelphia. And he said, how many of y'all want to play in the NBA? And a number of hands went up. He said, how many of y'all want to be doctors? And a few hands went up. He said, let me tell you something. There are only 400 players in the NBA, and they come from around the world. You're not going to the NBA, but there are thousands and thousands of doctors. You're being sold a bill of goods. You need to aspire to be a doctor. And this is coming from Charles Barkley, the NBA player. He said, your aspiration should be something that's practical, beneficial, and helps the community. And I think China's looking at it the same way with TikTok, is let's plant aspirations that aren't productive in American citizens, and let's plant aspirations that are very productive in Chinese citizens.
Well, you know, it's interesting. If you talk to military experts, they all tell you that they doubt very seriously we're ever going to end up in a traditional war with the Chinese, because they recognize that they can defeat us from within, right? You know, you go to the financial markets, you see them where they actually need to be, right? You go to any market of anything. It's all going to come back to the Chinese. They don't need to engage us in any other way. They'll just manipulate us internally.
Yeah, and if you're in China and you're thinking, okay, what do we want to do with the U.S.? What you'd really like to do is make the U.S. not particularly powerful and not be able to impose its will beyond its borders. Trying to invade the U.S. from China, it'd be an inordinately difficult task because we're so darn far away. And that's one of the great benefits that we have in America is we're separated by two big oceans, and we have friendly countries on our north and south. We've got Mexicans to the south, the Canadians to the north. But China, looking at the U.S., says we never want to fight a conventional war, but an intellectual war, an internet war, a Cold War where we can weaken the U.S. and become the predominant economic power, that fits into their aspirations. And to the extent you can do it electronically, it's relatively inexpensive. Doesn't cost any Chinese lives. And you know, I'm not a conspiracy guy, but I was having lunch with a guy from Del Rio, Texas yesterday. And I just said, well, what's up on the border? He said, you know, we've got offices up and down the border, and it's amazing how many of the people coming across the border are Chinese. I said, I thought they were all Mexican. He said, no, it's really not. I mean, basically, we all speak Spanish down here. You can't communicate with the people coming in. So it's an interesting time. And my hope is maybe these are Chinese that just want to get away from the oppression in China and start a new life. And that's my good hope. The bad hope is, hey, it's a cheap way for a few people to come across with bad intentions.
Rest assured, we'll never know. That's one of the issues that we're facing right now, for sure. Got to get to a break. We're visiting with Guy Williams, president, Gulf Coast Bank and Trust. We'll be right back, folks. Stay with us.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.